You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pōhō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Kia ora and welcome back to Tomorrow's World. I'm Leilani.
And I'm Rowan.
And today we'll be talking about an exciting opportunity for teen girls to go on a cost-covered expedition to look into earth science on Mount Ruapehu.
I spoke with Lauren Vargo, director of the Girls on Ice organization, about what they plan to do on the expedition and why the opportunity is important.
Could you give us a little bit more detail about the Girls on Ice Aotearoa expedition and what the program is doing?
Absolutely. So Girls on Ice, part of a larger program called Inspiring Girls Expedition. And so that started in the U.S. about 20 years ago and has since expanded to Canada and Europe. And so this will be the first branch here in Aotearoa. And so some colleagues and I had the idea to try and bring this here. And the goal of the expedition is to take teen girls, so kind of 15 and 16 year old girls who are just starting to think about maybe what they'll do after school, and take them on this 10 or 11 day expedition into the outdoors to, on the expedition, we'll do art and science and outdoor exploration to kind of show them that all of those topics are things that they can be interested in, can be really cool, can be quite different to what they do in school, so the science side especially. The expeditions are led by earth scientists, professional guides, professional artists, and so really the goal is to show students that the outdoors can be accessible to them, like science in the outdoors and art can be really interesting and things that they can keep studying. But even if they don't keep studying, that science can continue to be part of their lives. The program is completely free for participants. And so that's because we don't want the financial cost to be a barrier. So we cover pretty much everything. So the tuition, the food, the accommodation, all the gear will be provided. And so we really just ask students to get to Wellington and back, which is where we'll start and end the expedition. But we have enough money for our first expedition, but we're also still fundraising to hopefully help with those costs. Participants on our expedition will be selected through an application process, and those applications are open now until September 1st. And so those can be found on our website for anyone who wants to apply. And I guess there's another component of kind of showing them life at the university. So in addition to spending 8 or 9 days at Mount Ruapehu, we'll come back to Victoria University at the end, and students will put together presentations on a research project that they'll do while we're up on the mountain. And then they'll have the opportunity to present that to anyone who joins the presentations in person or online, and have a chance just to learn a little bit about being at the university and staying and on the campus there and things like that.
Now, why do you think it's important to have programs like this in relation to earth science for young girls in particular?
Yeah, totally. So there's this really, I should pull up the stats. I don't have exact numbers off the top of my head. But there's an MB report from maybe 8 or 10 years ago a study that asked kids what they wanted to do when they grew up. And boys in the top 10 professions have things like, they have science-related professions, but girls don't. And so I think there's this kind of disconnect at some point that I don't think it's that girls lose interest in science, but just I think it's lots of things that contribute to it. And so where I work, the majority of kind of professors are male. And so the ultimate goal is to try and reduce that difference in girls and people of minoritized genders in science.
Now, this program is for 15 to 16-year-old girls. Are there any programs either right now or in the future for young girls aged 17 to 18, perhaps closer to uni time, to maybe encourage them into continuing with this sort of study in the future?
Yeah, we picked the age pretty specifically because in New Zealand, at least what we were told for most schools from talking to kind of people in education, is that even though you don't go to uni until you're 18 or so, when you're 15 or 16 or 17, you have the option to stop taking science classes. And if you do that, it's then a lot harder to study science in university. So we wanted to have this age range for students who kind of before they're able to make that choice to stop taking science classes. I think there are lots of opportunities for kind of continuing to study and be interested in STEM for girls who are older. So we'll definitely compile those resources for our participants. It's probably a good idea to put those on our website too for non-participants.
How do you plan on incorporating Matauranga Māori into this particular program at Mount Ruapehu?
Yeah, we've worked with some, we had some female Maori students work with us a couple summers ago and help to develop a few lesson plans and incorporate Mataranga Maori and Te Ao Maori into the expedition. Our guide is someone who works at Hillary Outdoors, and so some of those concepts, particularly around Mount Ruapehu, are ones that she's familiar with too. And so I guess also using this interview as kind of a call for, we've been trying to connect with other people who are interested in working with us, and we're still looking for some people. If anyone is interested, we'd love that.
That was Lauren Vago, researcher at Victoria University and director of the Girls on Ice Aotearoa, talking about the upcoming expedition for 15 to 16-year-old girls.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.